British forces have called on a senior tribal leader to help restore civilian rule in Basra. American military commanders have been in touch with tribal elders in other parts of the country with a similar objective in mind. It's not unusual in the Middle East for tribal leaders to have a close relationship with the ruling authority, and they may play a crucial role in the development of a new government in Iraq. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Amman.
For centuries, tribes have been an integral part of the social and political life in Iraq and much of the Middle East. Traditionally, the tribal leaders, or sheikhs, settled disputes, provided charity, and blessed marriages within their community. And when necessary, they could marshal a fighting force. For that reason, governments have always been sensitive to tribal needs, says Suleiman Musa, a Jordanian historian.
They didn't wish to take measures that they will rise against them. It was the policy always of governments to be kind and nice and give help to the big sheikhs of a tribe. They will help them in ruling.
But when Saddam Hussein came to power in 1979, he diminished the influence and power of the tribes in Iraq, in part by killing or jailing any sheikh who opposed him. But that changed after the 1991 Gulf War and the ensuing rebellions by ethnic Kurds in the north and Shiite Muslims in the south. Following those revolts, Saddam began lavishing gifts and money on the sheikhs, says political analyst Muin Rabbani.
Since 1990, the Iraqi government has very consciously and systematically tried to reinforce tribal identity and manipulated tribal identity in order to shore up its position. This is kind of a patronage system that's been recreated. What you have is tribal leaders are supported financially and politically by the government, in return for which they have to raise tribal levies, who then fight on behalf of the government.
Rabbani says many of Iraq's tribes took part in pro-Saddam demonstrations before the U.S. invasion. But he says it's not yet known whether the tribal militia took part in the fighting alongside Saddam's troops. Historian Musa says Iraqi tribes have a reputation for being fickle. Still, he says, tribal elders will likely forge relations with Western military officials once the fighting stops.
There will be some administrative contacts and arrangements. It will be a matter of necessity, but it will not reach the extent of allying themselves with the foreigner. I don't think so. National thinking is very strong.
And many tribal elders may not welcome Washington's vision of a modern democratic Iraq, says analyst Rabbani, because free and fair elections could undermine the sheikh's authority. Rabbani says many Westerners don't fully understand tribalism.
You know, they went to Afghanistan and they succeeded in bringing many tribal leaders on board. And then they came here with the idea of, oh, we'll just do exactly the same thing and it'll be just as successful. Not realizing that a tribe in Afghanistan may mean a very different thing and operate according to very different criteria for very different objectives than a tribe in Iraq.
And Rabbani says it remains uncertain whether the tribes will cooperate with the American military commanders. He says that depends on whether the tribal elders can be swayed. At best, the sheikhs could work to maintain peace. At worst, they could lead guerrilla resistance against the U.S. forces. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Amman.